These are the people that we have a right even to kill them, to stop them from doing the Aveira. Usually we can't, but these are three special cases.
If Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon, he's a roidef. Anybody around has a right to kill Reuven. If that's the only way you could stop him, only by killing him, you have a right. The achar hazocher. Let's say Reuven is running after Shimon to have Mishkav Zocher with him. Shimon does not want, just Reuven is running after to force him. The same thing, whoever is there has the right to kill Reuven if there's no other way of stopping him. The achar hanara marosa. If a man is running after Nara Marosa, which the Gemara says, lav dafka Nara Marosa, it means any one of the Aroyas. Any one of the Aroyas that Yechayev Koros, Yechayev Misa. If a man is running after the lady, and the lady does not want it, so we have a right to kill the man. If that's the only way we could stop him, we have a right to kill the man, not to live with this Nara Marosa. We'll see in the Gemara why. Only these three cases. Aval Haroy Defacha Behema. If a man we see is running after live with an animal, or else the Amachal as a Shabbos. We see a man going to be Machal Shabbos. Even though we warn him and tell him not, you're not allowed to, he doesn't care. He goes in his Machal Shabbos for Hesia, or else V'yevet Avodas Kechovim. If a Jew goes to worship Avodah Zorah, we can't stop him. We tell him, stop, stop. He doesn't listen. He keeps on doing it. His halacha is, Ein Matzil Noisim Benafshin. Here you have no right to stop him, to kill him. We have no right to kill him. All we could do is, if there are two Edim there, we could bring him to Bezdin, and Bezdin will pass Kenechi of Misa. But we have no right to go and kill him. It's only these three special cases. Tana Rabbonim, what about this in the Braisa? Tana Rabbonim. Minayin, how do I know this halachom? That L'roidev Acha Chaver L'horgoy. If Reuben is running after Shimon to kill him, Shenite L'hatzila B'nafshoy. And the halacha is, whoever's around there has a right to save Shimon, even if it means to kill Reuven. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Samoid Adam Reyecha. You should not sit back and watch the way your blood of your friend goes. Loi Samo, don't sit back, but rather get up and do something. Elo, like Rashi says, Hatzilehu, go and save him. So where is the question? For Lohochu Diosis, that's shot in this Pasuk, is that what we need it for? Loi Samoid Adam Reyecha. For Miboyle, we need it for something else. Likidatanya, like we learned. How do I know if you see your friend drowning in the river? Or else the lion is dragging your friend. He's about to kill him. Or listen, boy in the love. Or else there are robbers there that are robbing him. That you have to save him. This the Pasuk says, do not sit back and watch the way they're hurting your friend, but come and save him. So it's not a heter that you have a right to kill somebody. It's only a pshat here that you have to save your friend. But not that you see clear you're allowed to kill anybody for this. Just that you shouldn't sit back and save your friend. So you don't know from this pasuk that you have a right to kill somebody to save your friend. So Mara says, true, Enechanam, you're right. That's not from this pasuk. V'yela, nite la'atzila b'nafshim inolon. How do I know that you have a right to go so far to kill the Reuven? To kill the person to save Shimon. How do I know you have a right to kill him? Asya the Kal V'Chayma. First thing I want to say, I'll tell you how the Kal V'Chayma. Mi Nara Marosa. From the Psukim of Nara Marosa. Now the other Pasuk says, Ein Matzalah, that a Nara Marosa, she's in the field, and nobody was there to save her, so that's why we killed the man and not her. Mashmada will soon say that if somebody was there to save her, the man has a right to save her, even if it means to kill the man that's being raided for. The man there that wants to live with her is not coming to kill her. He's only coming to live with her. And true, she's a Nara Marosa. She never lived with a man. She has psulim yet. So you're coming now to be Pegma. You're making a pagam. You're making something wrong with the body. Still, on return, the Torah says, that if somebody is around watching this, sees this Reuven trying to live with his girl, he has a right to kill the man, to kill Reuven. We'll see how we know that soon. If the terrorist gives you a right to kill the man just because he's going to make a pagam in this girl, so you could kill him, so write it. When you see Reuven running after Shimon to kill Shimon, write it, where now Reuven wants to do such a terrible thing to kill him, is Alachas Kamabakama. For sure, there's a Kal V'Chayma that you have a right to stop this Reuven from killing Shimon. even if it means we have to kill Reuven. So it's a kal b'chayma. Gemara says, good, but v'chiyoshin men adin? Do we have a right to give a punishment because of the kal b'chayma? Rashi explains the kal b'chayma is something we make min asvara. Our own svara can make up a kal b'chayma. So there's always a question, maybe we're wrong, or else the Mashor says, even if we're right, maybe that's not the right punishment. You're supposed to give a more stricter punishment. Maybe you have to torture the guy. You can't kill him. So with the kal b'chayma, there's always a klal, ein onshin min adin. So true, you have a kal b'chayma, but you can't give a punishment with this. So Mara says, true, I'll tell you, divei Rebbe tonin, divei Rebbe's based in Medrash, they learned, hekeshu. Not a kal b'chayma, it's a hekesh. A hekesh, that you could give an onshin min adin. Because the hekesh is not something that we make a kal v'chomer from. It's a kabbalah merabba, Rashi says. It's something you mekabel from your Rebbe back at Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's mamish, like it says in the Torah. Therefore, you can give a punishment with a hekesh. So he answered back hekesh with a hekesh. The pasuk says by Naram Maroso that when a man comes to live with a Naram Maroso in the fields, that nobody's there to save her, kikash, it's the same thing as kikash yokum ish al reyeyu uritzochai nashoi. It's just like killing somebody, that's the same way a Naira Marosa living with his girl in the fields. So the question is, why does the Pasuk have to give an example that if a man is the right of an Isha, it's just like he kills a man? What does killing have to do with living with this Naira Marosa? So, Mayata now, the Gemara always says, we learn out both ways. We learn out halachas from Rotzeach back to Naira Marosa, and we learn out dinim of Naira Marosa back to Rotzeach. There's a hekesh here both ways, learn halachas both ways. That ma Naira Marosa, just like for this pasha of Naira Marosa, nitein, la'atzila v'nafsha, that the pasuk says clearly, that if somebody was there to save her, he's supposed to save her, if so, af Rotzeach. The same way when Reuven is going to kill Shimon, there's halacha of nitein la'atzila v'nafsha. That's this hekesh, that a roidif, if somebody is there, he has a right to kill the roidif, if that's the only way he could save the nirdif. That's the hekesh over here. Who are them? We always learn back also, that the din of Yorek Valyavar, just like we're saying, the din of Yorek Valyavar, who are them by Arroyis, also the din of Yorek Valyavar. We learn out backwards. We learn out Naira Marosa from Rosech also. Mr. Moore doesn't bring it down here. Yeah. So Kitsa, this is the way how we know a roidif, you're allowed to kill the roidif. It's a hekesh from Naira Marosa. Gufa, what we just said before, Minolon, how do we know this? How do we know that even Naira Marosa, there's such a locker that when a man is running after the girl, if somebody is there, he has a right to kill the man. And that's the only way he can stop him. Kiritana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, look at Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Kiritana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, it says in the Beis Medrash of Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk says, V'yein Mashiach, she was out in the fields, and nobody was there to save her, to protect her. That's why this man lived with her. So tzaddik, the extra words, vein mashiach tzaddik, ho yesh mashiach, if there would have been somebody around that could save her, then b'chol davar, any way it's possible to save her, even if it means to kill the man, you have a right to. Mashma b'chol davar shiyachol yashiyah, you're allowed to save her. So that's the limud at certain times the Torah gave the heptah to kill a man to stop him from doing the pagam to this lady. Gufa, what we just say before, B9, how do we know? Leroy yes chaveroy, shoot tevei benor. From the first pasuk of Leisamad Adam Reyecha, we need a special pasuk to teach us that if you see your friend drowning in the river, or if you see a lion, see a chaya dragging your friend, or listen boinol of else robbers are coming to steal, to rob from your friend, shechayev latziloi, that you have to go and save your friend. So we have before Tam Lema, the pasuk says, Loisamoid Adam Riecha. So not just sit back and watch the way something has happened to the dam, the blood of your friend. Don't just sit back, but get up and help him. So we ask the question, for Mehochi Nafka, is this the pasuk learn it out from? Mehosam Nafka, we have another pasuk. The Vidashin Avedas, the Murmur of Mitzia, or Murmur of Mekama, that Avedas Gufa Minayin. We know there's a Pasha of Ashavas Aveda. If somebody loses an object and you find it, there's a mitzvah to return it. There's a mitzvah to Hashavas Aveda. How do we know Aveda is gufoi? Let's say the person's guf is being destroyed. Like here, the person is drowning in the river. Whereas Leo the lion is attacking your friend. How do we know that you have to save the goof of the person? Talmud loyma vashay voysaloy. An extra pasuk vashay voysaloy. Rashi says, "Kroy yiseru lemedrash hoshev es gufoy liatzmoy." So at certain times, the aveda is his own body, his own goof, and the Torah tells us, "Return his goof." So what are you telling me? You need a pasuk al talmud al damriyeh loy samra damriyecha to return the goof of the person. We know this from vashay voysaloy, that you have to sometimes return the aveda, means his own goof. So more or less, that's true. I need both psukim, I tell you. From this pasuk of v'ashei voisoi, just to return the aveda, his goof that's being lost. I would have thought to say, hani mini benafshei. If you could do it, if you're a good swimmer, if you could swim in the river and save your friend, you're supposed to do it. You see Leo here, the lion. If you're a person that could kill Leo, so you're supposed to save him. Avo mitrach u'neger agure. Let's say you're a person that you're afraid of Leo the lion yourself. What am I going to do? I'll get killed also. I'm not here to save him. Or I can't swim, so I can't save the person. How do I know that you can't just say, okay, I can't do it, I'm going by? No, you have to go there, call the police. You have to hire people. You have to say that to make sure the person is saved. You have to matriarch yourself, take out the bother to hire people, to get other people to do it. How do I know that? So that's Eimaloi, maybe you would not have the chiyuv from the pasuk of Hashivaisi alone. Therefore, Kamash Malon. That's where I need the second pasuk of Loisam Adam Riecha. So not sit back, even though you yourself cannot do it, but you have to hire, be matriach yourself, take out the bother to try at all to save him. Kamash Malon. Tana Rabban, what like this? Echod Haroidif Acha Chaver Lahorgoi. Whether Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, that we have a right to kill Reuven to stop him. The Yachar HaZachor, whether Reuven is running after Shimon to live with him, to have Mishkav Zachor. The Yachar Nara Marosa, that's what our Mishnah says. These are the three cases where if the man is running to live with the Nara Marosa, that we could stop him. And the only way is by killing him, we have a right to kill him. And the Yachar Chai V'Mises Bezin, like we said, even though the Mishnah only says a Nara Marosa, does not only mean a Nara Marosa, just that's what the Torah says, V'yein Natsa Lo, but really means any Chai V'Mises, V'Yachar Chai V'Krisis. Even if the lady is only also to you with the Chai V'Krisis, the same thing, if we see a man running after a lady and she does not want it, just he's forcing her, we have a right to kill the man. Ma'atzilin Oysoi V'Navshoi. We have a right to kill this, to save her, even if it means to kill the man. What about the Amona L'Kohen Gadol? What's going to be with the Amona L'Kohen Gadol is running after an Amona? Or else Gerusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedyot, the Kohen is running after a Gerusha. Rashi says, Kohen Gadol Haroidef Amona, L'Yoimsa, just to live with her. Afal Pishyei Shom Pegam, even though you're ruining her, to come a shav yilo chalol, you're making a pegam, you're making her chalol now. Still ain't matilu noisle benashoy. You can't save her. And we'll explain later that by chay v'lavin, the halacha is you ain't nitin latilu benashoy. So these two cases, ain't matilu noisle. If the only way we could stop the kayin is by killing him, we have no right to kill him. If you could bop him over the head, that you could do. But to kill him, you can't. Nevdo bo avero, what happened? Rashi says, Kvar, if this Isha already did an Aveira once before, let's say it's a case of an Ara Marosa. Well, she can't be an Ara. She's a Bula. Let's say a married lady that already once had this with another man. So a Pagam was already done to her body. Then the Lachar is, Ein Matil Meisa Benashoy. If this a second time, and now she's resisting, now she doesn't want it. Once before she wanted it, but now she doesn't want it. The second time we have no right to save the man by killing him. Since it's not called the Pagam in the goof of the Isha, we have no right to save her by killing them in. Now, Yesh Lo Moshiach, let's say there's another way to save them in. Then you have no right to kill him. It's only if that's the only way to kill him you have a right to. But, what? You're going to stop this by killing him. But if there's another Rashi, Yesh Moshiach says, they dover acher. If you have another way, you could just bop him over the other bat there, you could bop him. The lawyer rig without killing him. Then ain't organized, so you have no right to kill him. Because when the man comes to her, she has her own protection. She can protect herself. Then we have no right to kill the man. She'll protect herself. So only if she has no way of protecting herself, then we have a right to kill them in. We have Yudam, who says the Chiddush. Rabbi Yudu Aimer, ask why Meris, Hadichalai, Shalai Yahagena. Let's say she screams out and says, no, let him do it. Let him do it, don't kill him. Then we have no right to kill them in. Versus our Meris. If she alone says, Lamatilan, that the other people there want to save her and kill this man, her right from Achrov, Hanichala, leave him. Vial, Tirt for Achrov, don't run after him. Shalai Yahagena, Kaidem, she has to go. That she's afraid maybe he'll come and kill me before you save him. You save me. Afal pi di anusi, even though she's being forced, on the year he the karmer, she only saved because she's afraid, still a matil noisai. We do not save her. But we'll soon explain why not. That's a view that if she herself is saying do not kill the man, then we have no right to kill the man. You can't save her then. We'll soon see why. Mino and Emili, how do we know all this? Omakro, the Pasuk says, Ulanara loisase dover. The Nara did not do anything here. She was forced. Ein Lanara chet mavis. She does not have a chet. She's not supposed to be killed. So it sounds like this. The Pasuk says, really, Nara. We read it Nara, but it's written Nara. So the question, why is it written Nara without the hay? Ze zocher. That comes to teach us a mishkave zocher. That if a man is running after another man to have mishkav zocher, there's also this parsha of niten latila benashay. Nara, the Pasuk says, Zu Nara Marasa. So if you're running after Nara Marasa, there's Chayv Krista, there's Chayv Mises there, on such a Chet, you have a right to save her by killing the man. Then it says Chet, not only in Nara B'mashma, any Chet, Eilu Chayv Krista. Any Aroyas, that's a Chayv Krista, you have a right to kill the man. Movis, it says Chet Movis, Eilu Chayv Mises Bezdin. Not only Chayv Krista, like Trita, even Chayv Mises Bezdin. Kol Hani Lomeli, what do I need a special reboot for these three cases of a Chayvi Misa, Chayvi Krisis? Tzricha. Because of Rachmona Nar, Buddha just said by Mishkevei Zohar, when a man is running after another man, Mishum Dlav Urche, that's a terrible Indian. That's not normal for a man to live with another man. So to stop such a big Pagam, such a big Busha, here the Torah says you have a right to kill the first man, to save the second man. Avo Nara. The Urche, but by a man going after a lady. What is he doing? He's living with it. It's an Avera. But it's a normal thing to live with a lady. So maybe it's not called such a big Pagam. There's nothing wrong with a lady. Eimalai, maybe here the Torah does not give a heter to kill the man in order to save the lady. Because the Rachman and Narif, if it says Narim Rosso, Mishum the Kapogim Lay. Because you're making a Kapogim Law. Avo Nar, the Lay Kapogim Lay, Eimalai. Like only by a Nara, by a girl, you're breaking up Sulim. But since you're breaking up Sulim, it's called the Begam in the body. Maybe that's where we have a right to save the man. To kill the man. But by Mishkevei Zocha, where the man is not ruining the second man, it's not nice, but he's not ruining him, maybe there we can save him by killing him. So I need both Sukkim. Because Rachmon, I would just said Mishkevei Zocha. And Naram Rosso, I would tell you, Mishum Dehai Lavurchei, because by Mishkevei Zocher, it's not a normal thing to do. That's a terrible action.